This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Alderman Henry Perez is running for Racine County Sheriff. The 12th District Alderman tells the Racine County Eye that his goals include fixing staff shortages at the jail and improving safety. You can read more about the candidacies and possible opponents online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Two people died and two were injured in a Thanksgiving apartment fire in Kenosha. Firefighters were called in at around 10:30 last night. They found heavy flames in an apartment complex on 52nd Street near 43rd Avenue. Two victims were pronounced dead at the scene. One is in critical condition. Another has minor injuries. Authorities say they're investigating the fire's cause and whether smoke alarms were working. This winter storm could bring 6 to 10 inches of snow to Kenosha and Racine this weekend. The warning is for most of the southern part of the state, and it runs from early tomorrow morning through Sunday morning. Roads could get slick fast, and travel might be tough. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th and 3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got 2 downs here. We got to get 1 of the 2. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks making a catch for a 16-yard gain told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety Brian Branch on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was gonna hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off, you know, and he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3, the Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 30 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, some heavy snow with some rain. We could get 3 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.